back to Ruby Writers Pegging Paradise podcast. This is my 16th podcast, which is totally awesome because that means I've been doing this for roughly 4 months. And I'm loving it, and I hope you are loving it. So, today we're going to talk about bisexuality and pegging and how the two intertwine. I'm going to read you a letter that a reader of mine sent me. And this is a reader who seems to be struggling with his sexual identity and the labels our society puts on us. Labels are so divisive, and they cause so much fear, heartache, guilt, self-doubt. As I've said before, they can be useful to describe likes, dislikes, or orientation to a certain extent, but there are so many situations that are not black and white, and are somewhere in between. Because I think the phrase shades of gray has been ruined for a while, sadly. Anyway, we shall see with this reader what I mean, what I'm talking about with this. My feeling is that it matters way too much to too many people what other people think of them and the labels that those people throw at them in a negative way. And this makes it particularly difficult for people to explore their sexuality in an honest and open manner. And that's actually where a lot of people who find Pegging Paradise are in their lives. They are exploring their sexuality. Okay, so here's the letter. In podcast 11, you began a discussion on bi and bi-curious people. By way of background, I began by getting an Aneros Helix, telling myself that I was getting it for prostate health and not for prostate stimulation, because that could possibly be too gay. Well, soon I found the Aneros line is the gateway to all sorts of prostate adventures. isn't that word just a fun word to use now that the people who champion abstinence-only sex education first brought that word on the scene? God bless gateways, you know, that's all I have to say. Okay, getting back to the letter. I bought several Tantus plugs, including the Infinity, parentheses large, with its large size and resting point midway down the shaft. I bought the, quote, Love Pacifier Advanced, end quote, for more focused fun while at parties, just for my own delight with no one else knowing. I was defiantly hooked. I think you probably mean definitely hooked, and you are using an autocorrect on your phone. I was definitely hooked, and the Helix was in use at least 4 to 5 nights a week. And one of my 6 specialized plugs, 3 to 4 times a week, always worn in public, especially at parties, were the plain vanilla wife's, including mine, parentheses, so plain vanilla don't even go there, would be completely unaware of my fun devices. Let's not forget the Crazy 8, quote unquote, and 2 other cock rings to round out the collection of party attire. You, dear reader, have quite the collection of toys that I have never looked up, so I don't know a lot of these. I know the Tantus plugs and things, but just last week I did the whole podcast on toxic toys. So I'm going to trust that I don't need to say anything about any of these toys that I'm not sure about. You readers know what you're doing. You know what the deal is because you listened last week. So if you think that some of these toys sound cool and they look them up and you find out they're not ideal materials, then you know what to do. Okay, moving right along here. He goes on to say, then I became aware of a wonderful prostate stimulator from Trinity Vibes, model AC195, and went to my favorite toy store and asked the wonderfully helpful sales lady. For me, I can only talk to women about these things, so it's not gay, you know. But the fact that it was black and shaped like a good-sized cock seemed to be a bit of concern as to whether I was crossing the line. She ordered it for me and had it shipped to the store for pickup. Once I saw it at the store, it got me. Once I tried it at home with a more powerful vibe, it rocked my world mentally and physically, especially the length, which pushed so far in that I could feel it hours after use. All along, I had been following your suggestions to find women who could be gracefully or playfully introduced into pegging. Well, on a recent trip to the toy store to pick up my Enjoy Pure Plug 2.0 based on your suggestion of metal plugs, I mentioned to the sales lady that I thought it might be easier to find a guy to fuck me than a girl to peg me. She said that she could arrange for a guy if I was interested. She then gave me her card, and it turned out she was a pro-dom. Believe me, she doesn't fit the MO at all. I said if I did it with a guy, she would have to be with me to make sure I didn't back out. She agreed, and we have yet to set a date for the two pros and I to make it happen. Based on the amount of time to find, plus the learning curve and getting together expenses, the pros have it in my book to discover your degree of interest in pegging. Right now, it seems I may be skipping a step. After all, I was just looking for a woman to peg me, and might be going too far. Now, to the split dilemma I seem to be in. I am totally romantically straight, situational, because I need a woman present to be done by a man, bi-curious, moving towards bi. Can you have a podcast on the split romantically and sexual dilemma I and possibly other guys find themselves in? Wow. Okay. Sexual attraction is not a linear kind of thing. There may be people of the opposite gender you are attracted sexually to in your life, even if you never make a move on that, even if you never have sex with them. We've all gone through life and had that moment that sometimes can be a little disturbing if you think you're like totally straight, never been attracted to the same sex. And then somebody comes along and you find yourself thinking, wow, I would so do that person. And maybe it's a little, you know, socially lubricated alcohol moment, who knows. The point is, we all have those moments, and they're totally natural and they're totally fine, because sexual attraction is not a black and white thing. It's not like you're 100% straight or 100% gay. And the Kinsey scale has shown this. There's a scale that you can look up the Kinsey scale and take the test and find out where you are on that scale. Pretty much nobody is 100% straight or 100% gay. In other words, you know, you have some attraction to both sexes. So, taking that into consideration, you know, the Kinsey scale really showed that sexuality is not nearly as black and white as many people would like to think, so that those people are more comfortable with the idea. And I have met more than a few men lately who fit this description very much like my reader. These are men who describe this. They love the feel of a cock in their ass, and perhaps even their cock in another guy's ass, or even blowjobs back and forth, but it's a purely physical desire, and it's not romantic. It's an exchange of physical pleasure, and it's not romantic kind of love. Typically, guys who describe this to me are pretty in tune with the pleasure their bodies can bring them, and they're sexually exploring. And perhaps they're also in tune with the pleasure their ass can bring them, and they've tried pegging. And that opens in them up to the possibility of actually feeling a real cock in their ass. So, and all of this is kind of wild, because with my website, I spend so much time trying to convince people, you're not gay, you're not gay, you're not gay, and convince the women that their partners are not gay, they're not gay. So this podcast is very intentional, because it is sort of backing away from that. That is not comfortable for me anymore. I don't like that. And I'm going to keep talking and tell you exactly why. And at the end of this podcast, you will get it. So typically the guys who have described this way of being to me, they're very in tune with the pleasure of their ass can bring them. And perhaps they've tried pegging, or at least solo anal play. So the women who will peg these guys are difficult to find unless they have a partner. And sometimes their partner won't do it. So at some point they may either be curious what a man would feel like inside them, or because they can't find a woman to do it, they're wondering what it would feel like to have a guy inside them. It's a matter of availability. I mean, they may also be wondering what giving a blowjob would feel like, or receiving one, because it's kind of like men are dogs sexually. God bless you guys. And they're more likely to engage in casual sex than most women. Generalizations here, people, so don't take me to task and say, oh no, I'm just as horny as any guy. So, it's easier to find casual sex with another man. But even beyond a matter of simple availability of finding someone to, finding a woman to peg you, finding someone to fuck their ass, there are absolutely men who love the physical pleasure of a cock in their ass and the thrill of giving or receiving a blowjob too. It is the man that is attractive to them. It's not a matter of, oh, I can't find a woman, so I'm going to go get a man. They like the man. They love the cock. They love sucking it. They love getting fucked by it. They don't want to have a relationship with these guys afterwards, and there's often no romantic kind of kissing, caressing, loving foreplay. It's all about the sex, and they love it. They're attracted romantically and sexually to women, and they want to share their life with a woman, but they like cock, too. I've run into a fair number of these guys recently, and this is kind of what you sound like, reader. There's a separation between the romantic same-sex relations and the physical same-sex relations. And this is the first thing that I've heard that's really made sense to me in terms of that. I guess I have always connected physical sexual relations with romantic. You know, how could there be one without the other? And I'm not saying that I don't understand casual sex. But for some reason, I was getting confused when it was same-gender sex, and I don't know why. So it's great that I ran into a bunch of these guys kind of all at once. So, because you guys have enlightened me, and so have you, reader. So when you guys who fit that description somewhat or completely come here to Pegging Paradise, kind of one of the things that happens is you get hit with the no, he's not gay, front and center. Because that's the fear of most women who have, their guys have asked them to peg them, and some of the men as well, when they discover pegging. And this is also evidenced by this reader's concerns. A couple of times he mentioned he, you know, so I'm not gay, and so I had to do it this way. So he's obviously got concerns too. I work hard to correct people, to divest them from that initial misconception, but I truly believe it, and I've mentioned this part before on podcast 11, it does a disservice to you bi and bi curious guys. So, you know, back to the labels. Can you see here how the labels are not doing this reader, this man, or you guys in this category any favors? So, what might it be like if there were not labels with social taboos connected to them? Let's just set aside, for a moment the fact that from this letter, this guy appears to be married, because that's an entirely different subject as far as engaging in clandestine sexual relations outside of your marriage. But that's not what this podcast is about. So back to the labels. If there were not labels, perhaps this man would just explore anal sex with another man, not needing the woman to be present to reassure himself that he is not gay, or to assuage his fears that he might back out. Because, I mean, so what if he is partly gay? Well, so what if he does like it with guys? So what if he's bi? That's the point. So what? So for these concerns to be present in this reader of mine really bespeaks a serious discrimination and phobia about homosexuality that still runs rampant in our society. That's probably not a whole lot of news to a lot of people, but it needs talking about, because with guys, there's that bro code of never wanting to appear the slightest bit gay to your friends, and always making sure you toe that line appropriately so that your friends don't give you shit about it. This is all such bullshit, and it encourages me greatly that some of the younger generation, and I would like to say many of the younger generation, and I hope that's true, really reject these labels vociferously, and it's just so freaking refreshing. There's somebody who wrote me recently on one of the websites who talked about, sometimes his friends give him a little bit of a hard time about enjoying pegging, but privately, every single one, without exception, of his male friends has come to him and asked him privately about it. I love that. The other thing he told a story about in a message to me was that not all of his friends knew until, as a group, they all went to a wedding and his wife had a tad too much to drink and began expounding upon how lovely pegging was and how much he loved it. So he was out then. But just to have the whole idea of, I love this and it's all okay, and, you know, screw you if you think it's strange, or to not be affected by people's opinions. That is very refreshing, because no such sexual orientation is good or bad, it just is. What two people decide to do consensually is no one's business. Whether it's pouring jello on each other and rolling around every night, or regular penis and vagina intercourse in the most conservative manner imaginable, it doesn't matter. It shouldn't ever be judged by anyone, as long as it is consensual and not hurting anyone. So as far as the younger generation, here's someone who's speaking out. And you know, bless Chris Cluey for his amazingly eloquent, razor-sharp, and loudly insistent defense of the rights of gay people to marry. I'm going to put some links for you to check out on what's been happening with this. He's an NFL punter from Minnesota, and I only found out about him through one of Dan Savage's tweets. Chris Cluey rocks. I mean, if there were more people in the world who would stand up and tell everyone that all of this sexual orientation crap isn't worth worrying about, that the important thing here is equal rights, the world would be a different place. So let me just read a little bit of a letter that Chris wrote. And this was in response to an opinion piece in the Minneapolis Star Tribune. And this was an opinion piece written by a Mr. Balling. Am I the only one that finds that name ironic? Because I certainly do. This piece was titled, Why Same-Sex Marriage Affects My Marriage. Now, when I give you these links, you're going to be able to go back and read Mr. Balling's original post. But for now, let me just give you an example of what Chris does. Here's the end of his letter. Frankly, sir, your blatant attempt to sway people by using the, oh my God, think of the children argument is tiresome, bothersome, and insulting to anyone who cares to take the slightest interest in pulling aside your curtain of self-satisfied drivel to expose the ugliness underneath. Furthermore, you never made any sort of logical attempt to explain how same-sex marriage affects your marriage in any concrete way, instead offering up vague generalizations with no proof. When it comes to the children, I can assure you that I am thinking of my children, and not just my children, but all the children they will come in contact with, and all the adults they will someday be. And it is my sincerest wish as a parent that I can raise them to be tolerant, to respect the free will of others, and above all, to see beneath the smug bigotry and oppression of those who would enslave the world to satisfy their own ugly lust for control. If you have any children, it is my hope that they enjoy a peaceful life, one free of tyranny. Oh, it's so satisfying reading Chris's letters, and this is not the first one he's written. Mostly it's so satisfying from my personal perspective because I am an intensely pro-gay rights writer with a love of words. Chris's vocabulary just seduces and delights me, and his intelligence is really astonishing. Plus, you know, he doesn't pull any punches. He is pure awesomeness. My point here is not only to help Chris's efforts to go more viral, because I've never heard anyone advocate for gay rights in a way as attention-getting, intelligent, and effective as he does. But it's to echo what he said so well. We need a world where labels fall away, and it's about acceptance and love. In fact, I would prefer to replace the word tolerance with acceptance, because tolerance is a word that unfortunately implies something you don't really like, but you'll put up with it or deal with it. It has those overtones. No, acceptance is what I really wish for. Acceptance that some men like to be fucked in the ass by a woman. That some men like to be fucked in the ass by another man. And some men like to be fucked in the ass by both. For that matter, some women like to be fucked in the ass by one, the other, or both as well. And whether they're having sex with the man, but they don't kiss him, or only having sex with the women and they've got no interest in the men, or any combination along there, any place they fall on that Kinsey scale that you can imagine for either gender, so the fuck what? No one has any right to judge sexual orientation, and before too long, it's going to become as unthinkable as judging a person because of their color. And the laws that support non-discrimination against same-sex couples will happen. And the dominoes are falling, people. It's going to happen. So, okay, whew. Back to this reader. Here's a couple of things that he asked about and said that I wanted to comment on. One of the things is he mentioned based on the amount of time to find plus the learning curve and getting together expenses, the pros have it in my book to discover your degree of interest. So obviously what this man means is if you're thinking about trying to explore pegging with another person who's not a pro versus a pro, he's pointing out that there is a learning curve. First you have to find a woman. If you're a guy, first you have to find a woman. Not so easy. We've talked about that a lot. There's the learning curve of learning how to do it. And there's getting together the expenses and the equipment of all of that. And the other alternative is to go to a pro who absolutely knows what she's doing. And if what you're trying to do is discover your degree of interest in pegging, that might be the way to go. That's his opinion. So it's a nice vote for the pros, and it's something to think about for the men questioning their interest in pegging and looking for a woman to try it out with them. And then he goes on to say, right now, it seems I may be skipping a step. After all, I was just looking for a woman to peg me, and I might be going too far. Well, reader, you know, you yourself said it was tough to find a woman to peg you. True, they're hard to find. And even if you do find one, as you said, there's the learning curve, the expense of the equipment, the convincing of your partner, and it all adds up to a significant amount of effort and expense. I have a friend who learned about pegging through a pro dom. As a matter of fact, he explored a number of different BDSM kinks with a pro dom as well. He was interested in exploring some areas and some kinks, and he decided this was the best way to do it. He did try out a few pros first before finding one he felt he really clicked with. And then he had a number of sessions with her exploring many things. He still speaks very highly of those experiences to this day. And she was actually able to give him a hands-free orgasm through pegging. So it was pretty damn awesome. But back to you, reader, the obvious question I have for you, if this woman is a pro and she's willing to get a man to peg you, which I'm going to backtrack right and say that correctly. If she is a pro and she is willing to get a man to fuck you in the ass, because the definition of peg is heterosexual, people. I'm not going to use that word the wrong way. If she's a pro and she's willing to get a man to fuck you in the ass, what about her pegging you? And if not her, what about a different dom who does pegging? Because not all doms do. Not all pro doms do. I mean, if you want to explore your bi-curious side, go for it. But if you fear you might be missing a step like you mentioned, which would be the pegging by a woman first, you can experience that with a pro as well. Maybe not that one, but there are pros who will peg you. So why not try that? And as far as trying it first, well, that doesn't really matter. I mean, when you try both, then you'll have the experience of both genders to help you decide kind of where you fit and what you really like and what you want. You might like one, the other, or both. There's no harm in trying the guy first, especially if it calls to you, especially if it's something that really is beckoning. But I do encourage you to try both, and in either order. Okay, and then this last thing that you say is, now to the split dilemma I seem to be in. I am totally romantically straight, situational, because I need a woman present to be done by a man, bi-curious, moving towards bi. You know, I think that's a great description of where you are, using all the labels, but I don't see a dilemma in it. It just is what it is, and it's a bunch of labels. And you might feel like all of those labels are contradictory, but that's only because labels draw very definite lines, and they don't include all the in-betweens, all the shades of gray. They do not include those. So it might feel weird to be pulled back and forth, or want a woman there so you don't feel totally gay, or whatever makes you comfortable, or it might feel weird to have the urge to explore it with a guy. But you know, you're working with a lot of societal programming, and sometimes it takes a while to deprogram yourself. It really does. So go easy on yourself and do what makes you comfortable. There is no right way to do it. Do what makes you comfortable. Speaking about a right way to do it, though, I do see a dilemma, however, in your experimenting with all of this if you are indeed still married to your so plain vanilla wife. Honesty is best. Trust is essential. You need to live your life with integrity. And if you cannot fulfill your desires within your marriage and you've already talked with her about it and been refused, then maybe telling her you intend to go outside the marriage to fill these needs might wake up her world a little, shake up her world. I do believe that everyone deserves to have the sex they want and need, but that doesn't mean your partners deserve to be lied to so that you can do what you want. None of these situations are black and white either. People make decisions to stay in situations because of children, because of finances, because of a lot of reasons. And they sometimes make decisions to be clandestine about their relations with other people. I don't believe it's the best choice, but I think sometimes that is one of the few choices that actually works to keep everybody sane. But I do believe that all the other options should be explored first. I mean, I love your exciting sexual exploration. I especially loved your description of going to parties with plugs in. That's so fucking hot. Oh my god. I love that. But, you know, I wince at the thought of all of that betrayal in terms of looking for other women to peg you and thinking of having relations with someone else. And it is betrayal if you have promised to your wife to be in a monogamous relationship. You are betraying her trust if you are indeed seeking sex outside of your marriage that she knows nothing about. And if that's the case, it would be better to renegotiate the agreement with her. Obviously, I do not have enough information here because I don't even know if you've tried to approach her with the idea of pegging. It kind of didn't sound like it. But that's, I don't know. I'm going to leave that there. The lecture over, I just kind of had to address that. And I'm going straight back to the bi guys. To all you guys out there who are bi or bi curious, or, you know, just please feel free to come to Pegging Paradise, to share your stories and urges and wonderings, all of those things inherent in your journey of sexual exploration. I do not want Pegging Paradise to be a black and white, straight or not gay place. I don't like those overtones, and I reject them. I don't want to ever make it sound like being gay is a bad thing. And so I offer you space and safety for the bisexuals among you to know that you're welcome here. Gay people are welcome here. Everyone's welcome here. And I will defend your right to explore, experience, and desire whatever you want. Men, women, real cocks, fake cocks, it's all good because it's all about pleasure. And that, in the end, is really my goal. You know, pun intended, yeah, I know. Every time I say that, I think of the pun. In the end, that is my goal. My goal is to help people learn about pegging so that they will have one more choice in their sexual treasure chest of possibilities to experience pleasure with their partner. Because it really is all about spreading pleasure in the world. So, that's it, people. I appreciate the push from you, reader, to talk about bisexuality again. I think I started talking about it and I broached the subject. And yeah, this is pretty much what I wanted to say and the attitude that I wanted to put forward. Everybody's welcome here and everything's okay. I am not going to do the no, you're not gay dance quite as intensely. You are what you are and you come here with whatever your desires and needs and wants are, or even if you don't know and you're in the middle of exploring, that's fine too. Everybody's welcome. So, for the future, for next week, please send your thoughts about this podcast or any other, or any questions you have and stories to ruby@peggingparadise.com. You can follow me on Twitter, and you know, I've got to put a plug in for Twitter. I'm kind of new to it. But what I'm finding out is that I discover about so many new things just because of that little shorthand way that Twitter has of somebody posting a link to something. That's the only reason I knew about Chris Cluey, is because Dan Savage tweeted something to the effect of, If this morning anyone had told me that by this evening I would be following an NFL football player, I would have told them they were nuts. So, of course, I had to see what that was about, and I clicked into that amazing first letter that he wrote, which will be a surprise to you if you read it. Wow, that tore that guy a new one. Anyway, that's a great story. The links will be there on my where you downloaded the podcast, obviously, on my website. So, that's my plug for Twitter. It's a cool thing. Join it. You can find me there as Ruby_writer. And you can follow me on Facebook. I have my own profile there, and I also have a Pegging Paradise page. And you can subscribe to my blog as well, and all of the capabilities of doing that on the left-hand side of my website. So, it's late, and I am going to get some sleep after I post this up for all of you people. Sometimes, I barely get this posted up before your East Coasters get up. I know that. Sometimes you're probably like, okay, come on. I really like to have it up at midnight, but sometimes that's just not happening. I was out of town, and so I'm finally getting it done. It'll probably be up at about 4 o'clock West Coast time. So if I made you wait, East Coast people, my apologies. Tune in next week with another fascinating discussion about something else I haven't decided yet. Send me some suggestions. This is Ruby Ryder, Pegging Paradise. Happy pegging, everybody.